Hi, this is Charlotte Gibson, ESPNW and Digital Storytelling Group Associate Editor and Writer. This month, I had the pleasure of spearheading the Mental Health Awareness Month coverage for ESPN.com. One of the goals of this year's Mental Health Month lineup was to amplify stories and voices within the sports world that pull back the curtain on the inner workings of how athletes, coaches, and other sports figures live with the highs and lows of mental health, and why the path to recovery is not always linear. An overarching theme for this month's coverage was ending the stigma, ending any stigmas related to mental health, and also to remind all of us that you never truly know what someone is going through until you've heard their story. This all derived from Drew Robinson's story about his path to recovery after a suicide attempt in April 2020, and how he got a second chance to return to baseball this spring. We're so grateful for Drew to share his story and become vulnerable during this process. In addition to Robinson's story, we had the opportunity to share the powerful words of Olympic weightlifter Katherine Nye on her bipolar II diagnosis. In her own words, Nye explained how her diagnosis is not a cure, but a path to a better life. There are so many impactful stories across the sports world that we showcase this month that can be viewed on our mental health landing page on ESPN.com. I'm so proud of the work that we accomplished this month, but I believe it's important that we continue these efforts on a regular basis when it comes to sports storytelling. Athletes and sports figures aren't exempt from mental health conditions and issues. Personally, this content is near and dear to my heart. As someone who lives with depression, anxiety, and OCD, I have found strength in these stories, and I hope that our readers find that same strength.